This one goes all to our fascist bosses and Nazi coppers. Send her a motherfucker!
Benefit, and we're here with Cop on Fire. Hey guys.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, so we're sort of just talking to bands that do really cool, radical music.
That must be us.
Yes, that's you. And so we're just wondering what inspires you to do the kind of music that you do. And
well, the places like the scene in Bristol are very inspiring to us. I mean, obviously we did stuff before we ever heard of where Bristol was on the map, but, you know, I don't know. We started out being very pissed off, and we went from there, and we kind of tried to do something with the anger, which is not just playing in a band, but playing in a band is one of the happy parts of it, kind of therapy.
Yeah, definitely. And do you?
I've only been in the band for like 2-3 years, maybe, something like that. And the band started out in 2004, I think. But I was always like a fan of the band, you know. I was really, 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 really into Cop on Fire. And the atmosphere at Cop on Fire gigs, I never witnessed something like that before, because there was a band playing with no distortion, no heavy parts, and they still could really, really, really get this atmosphere, this really riotous atmosphere, or how to say it. And they're really, I was really, really into that. And then the drummer before me, he stopped playing, so I got really, really drunk one time, and I asked him, if you ever need a drummer. And like the day after, I got a phone call, you want to play drums with Cop on Fire. And I did, so, but yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you're getting to play in a band that you really like.
Yeah.
That's wicked, yeah.
I do think, just thinking back of it, like around 1993, I got first time in touch with Reclaim the Streets, and the fact that you could have really like festive music on a pissed off basis with a good reason to be, you know, like having a party and being not good citizen at the same time, which we like very much. And I think that comes from England, the Reclaim the Streets thing, the road protests, and that got the national press in our country around 1993, and that's one thing that inspired me to make the link between music and activism.
Yeah, that's wicked. So do you see sort of the role of music to not be, I think when we talked to the Autonomads earlier, and they were talking about the role of music not just being about make love songs, you know, which love is a wonderful thing, obviously, but like just sort of also having a role in sort of pushing forth our communities of resistance and these kinds of things?
Yeah, it's very easy to write cliché songs about activism as well. And we noticed, like, even 13 years ago, an old band of mine, the lyrics got like kind of collected by the cops as evidence on certain things which had happened in our town. So from there on, it's very difficult. Like sometimes I'm like, either I'm gonna do this thing, put my words into practice, or either I'm gonna put this practice into words, because you have to stick up for some things, because especially at the time, I think one of the main points one of my earlier bands wanted to make was about property destruction and stuff, which was getting slagged off very much with like violence against fascism, which was almost like a splitting discussion in the scene. So we kind of took a stand for these less popular issues, but at the same time that got us a certain kind of brand grand, which was easy for the cops. But how do you say, so it's very difficult, like, I mean, you want to speak about the things that keep you busy, but you don't want to give everything on a plate. You know, we've had people come to us after gigs and say, like, I'm interested in this direct action thing you're talking about. How do I get started? And it's like, oh man, read a lot of books. I mean, don't just listen to a band when it comes down to this. Most things are in books. I think we just kind of hand out a controversial point. You know, like saying violence against fascism, fascist isn't just a good thing, it's a thought out strategy. But then there's loads of books to read about this. But at the same time, we're always open for discussion, which means I spend a lot of my time after gigs discussing these kind of issues, while the others have a good time drinking. But, well, yeah.
We're doing interviews with Radio Cavalli.
Yeah, repeating myself once more, but, you know,
this way,
the violent message out there, burn everything, burn! All right.
And so, yeah, because in Belgium, there's been, I think across Europe, and we've seen sort of this shift to the right as well. And so, groups like the Vlaams Blok, I believe, at least I haven't followed recent political developments in Belgium, but they, you know, they're quite strong and they're quite active, and there's student groups as well that sort of do marches in the streets. It's a bit disturbing, and you just see a lot of the face of racism and fascism sort of out there and things. And how do they organize their music, and their sort of, is the music something they use to push things? Is this a counter to that kind of message?
It's hard to tell. I think it's the same, like, as much as I wish that our band would create a whole army of rebellious uncitizens, we mostly like play the clown to people who spend 2 years of their teenage time being rebellious, like, which it goes for a lot of people, obviously not most of them, luckily. But so I mean, it's the same with Nazis, you know, like, they act as if they are very serious for a few years and then they grow out of it, but at the same time it's hard to ignore the threat which is there from what they get up to in the streets. But the thing is that these medieval ideas are now in the minds of at least 70% of the people in Belgium, because 70% of the votes goes to parties who openly are right-wing and conservative. That is not to say the people who pretend to be left-wing and open-minded and turn out to be conservative as well. Now that 70% of the people who actually vote to go back to the Middle Ages, which is complete stupidity. And I think, yeah, I think it goes for most of Europe. But I think, you know, soon people will find, when their pension funds run dry and all that shit, that, you know, it might be better to go the way of Greece than to go back to the Middle Ages and new feudalism. So,
do you have anything?
Yeah, you asked about the, like, fascist music.
Yeah.
Like, we as an anarchist movement, like, we I'm in a collective called Freedom and Fire Collective. We do loads and loads of benefit gigs, but we can do, yeah, as much as we please. We can do as much concerts as we want, but, like, the fascist, like, really blood and honor kind of stuff, and it's more secret. They have to, yeah, like, rent places under false names and then do their gigs. So I really like the fact that they have to hide and then they can't be open about it. And I think that, like, maybe not 90%, but like 70 or 80% of their crowd is, like, just there, yeah, for the music. Like, yeah, they seek Heil probably, and then they go home to their families and
yeah. And I was wondering, in terms of sort of playing and stuff like that, what are some of, like, your sort of best experiences playing gigs and things? What are some of the things that you like about being a band and checking out new cities and things?
It's meeting likewise places, I think. I don't want to say I've retired in any way, but yeah, some of us became parents and stuff like that. Life seems to become a bit more, it seems to go slower in a way and faster in another way. Well, we say it's good to see cities where people with kids are still involved in the local scene, and it's good to see cities who are up to the same things as you either used to be a few days or years ago, and still, you know, like, it makes you think like, I should do a bit more again. And in that way, like, Bristol, Brighton are very inspiring to us, even more so than London, you know, well, because we happen to be in touch with the social center kind of things. And it's the same for France, for the squats in Holland. These are the places we feel most at home, and the places where we can exchange thoughts and, you know, yeah.
So what's some of your best experiences being on tour and things? Or even being at home and playing gigs?
I really, because he said London not so much, but my one of my favorite gigs to play with Cop on Fire was Fuck Reading in August this year. I don't know why, but it was just the vibe. Everything was, for me, it was perfect. It was one of the best gigs we've ever played. I was, yeah. Like, I'm just talking for myself. So, but also, yeah, like the tours, I really, really, because I play in other bands, but we never played outside of Belgium. Like, yeah, we did like a couple of months ago, but with Cop on Fire were my first experiences outside of Belgium. I was really amazed by everything, and I was always comparing, like, how's the situation here, how's the situation in Belgium, and it's a bit shit, but like, most of the time I had to admit that, like, the situation at the other places was like better than in Belgium, maybe, because I'm gonna get into something now, but like, there's lots of people in Belgium, like, squatting buildings, doing concerts, everything, but they're like really using punk rock, like squatting movements, as a way just to take as many drugs as they want and be total assholes, not giving a shit about anything. I mentioned the collective before. I'm in. They're always calling us names, like we're too politically correct and something and stuff like that. But I'm not correct. But I've got my ideals, and yeah, those people don't, apparently, and I think that brings down a lot of the movements in Belgium. Yeah,
there's that saying, punk not junk.
Yeah, well, yeah. Junk not punk. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. And those guys are fucking assholes. Yeah, I hope they hear this.
Yeah. And I was just wondering, before we wrap up, just if there's anything you want to add, and also what some of your favorite music that sort of inspired you when you were younger was.
Yeah, it's very bad. I mean, I came from Crass and Conflict, but then, you know, seeing what these bands are up to nowadays, I realize why a lot of people get put off with punk, because there's a lot of bands shouting a lot of easy going in slogans, and maybe at some point they mean them, but once they stop meaning them and acting them, it turns out to be a very sad joke, and that's when a lot of people feel betrayed, and that's why a lot of people quite rightly leave the punk scene for what it is, kind of like a costume dress-up party for a lot of people. And I don't know, for me, you know, like, maybe I'm a bit moderate on the dressing up carnival part, but there's kind of a family feeling that stuck with me, and I don't think I'm ever going to lose that. And it's kind of like, you know, playing gigs is not what's going to change the world, but, you know, we do get some kind of, you know, like the minstrels used to do sometimes, you get to pass a message out to people where only half of the crowd otherwise would actually know that this is happening. You get people to write to political prisoners, you get people to, you know, pick up information, get involved, go to a certain action on a certain day. And all that is part of a family feeling. Yeah, in that way, activism sometimes I portray it as something fun, but sometimes it should really be fun as well, because otherwise it's frustrating if you start counting the bare results of what you do. But it can be a really relief, and it can be good, you know, to do these things in different groups, kind of. It's kind of like bonding. It's, yeah, it's a family feeling. What can I say? I'm very, very soapy about it. Well, thanks to everyone for the support. And
twist the blade.